We are continuing our show, Poets in Exile, and our guest today is Sadek Lazim al-Husseini from Iraq. This is the third part.
But you know, most of the foreign writers here, they feel they are isolated. Isolated.
Okay, let's talk about this isolation.
Yes.
What are the reasons, there was many reasons, of this isolation being imposed on the writer?
You know, the Finnish society very closed, and it's not easy to contact them, mm-hmm. Or you get inside of them easily. You need time, and it's not only my suffering, that's not all my friends, really, that's true. But the Finnish government or the authorities here, they need to play a role to do something about that. For example, our friends in Sweden, in Denmark, in Norway, they're better than us. Yes, they are suffering from many things, but I bet they are better. They have many facilities from the governments.
But we still have some names here in Finland for the Arabic writers who started to be glattered.
Yes.
And recently, at least.
Yes, yes. Of course, I don't talking about all. I talking about most of people, because 1% maybe succeed and to find. Also, maybe we are in Turku, but in Helsinki, maybe the situation is much better, little bit much better from Turku, because the Helsinki.
So now we face another problem, that the problem of the place where you live. If you are close to the capital, or you live in the capital, that you are more closer to the cultural events being held.
Yes, Helsinki, the capital, are full of events.
Full of events.
Yes.
But how you will know about all these events? Will they invite you as a writer? Do you think that exiled writers need to organize some kind of networks? These networks can link them to other.
Yes.
To the Finnish environment.
Yes, that's very
Finnish
important.
Cultural field.
Yes, that's very, very important things.
And do you think that we have here a lack of
yes.
these networks?
Yes. Yeah, really in Turku is very bad. We have lack of to communicate.
Communication.
Each other. Yes.
After we talked about the obstacles and the problems that the exiled writer, you are, at least you are as an exiled writer, face in this country, what do you say if we listen to one of your poems?
Okay.
And do you think it's written in Arabic originally?
Just
give us some explanation about the poem before you start reading it.
You know, this poem name, it's Innocent, the innocent. Talking about Basra is my city, that's when I born. And Baghdad, of course, Baghdad is our mother, great mother. And Damascus. We are talking about Baghdad and Damascus because two are great capital in the world and history. And myself also.
So before you read the English version, do you have the Arabic version of them?
Yes, of course.
Can we just listen in Arabic, how it looks like?
Okay, and then I will read it in English.
Yes.
Okay. The name of the poem is Al-Bari. Bari, it means the innocent. I will say, في البصرة ولدت. في البصرة ولدت. وفي بغداد تعمت. وعلى أسوار دمشق صلبت. سوف أبعث لأكون شاهد زور على موتي. بأني بدين السلطة قد كفرت.
Great. Yeah. Just if we know now what people may know what you were talking about or
Yes, I'm talking about I born in Basra.
You was born in Basra.
Yes. And the message is very important now. I say in Baghdad I baptized.
Mm-hmm. He was baptized in Baghdad.
Baghdad.
He was born, now if we take it like this,
yes.
He was born in Baghdad,
yes.
He was baptized in Baghdad.
Baptized, you know, it means I am a way of religions. All religion is one to me. I respect all religions, do you know? That's why the message and the war now
we're talking about
religious
about
war,
about
yes.
Different places.
Yes.
And those are places, there's many aspects.
Yes.
but yes. The respect to mm. the distance and the religions.
Yes, there are many symbols in this poem.
So you was born in Basra, you was baptized in Baghdad, yes. Now in Damascus.
Someone literally you say direct how you baptized. Mm. Because your background is Muslim. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a verse. I am talking the verse for all the world. I am talking all the world, not talking to some kind of people. In this, I talking to the government.
Okay, but if you explain to the poem, if you have you finished it?
No, just the last, I say I will revive.
You will be revived in
yes, after my
have you mentioned something about Damascus, if I'm right?
Yes, I say وعلى أسوار دمشق صلبت.
Yeah, so you was crucified.
Crucified
on the wall
Damascus. Of Damascus. And here the and I will revive.
So you will be revived.
Yes, revived to be a false witness on my death. So hear the message.
You're going to be revived to be a false witness on your death.
Yes, hear the message of the poem.
So the message is
to Google.
Be the false witness.
Yes, they killed me at Damascus walls, and I will revive to be a witness on my death.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? So this kind of political...
Yes, yes.
Political poetry.
Yes.
Yeah. That's,
why? Because I... Disbelief.
To what extent do you feel that you are bald?
It is just normal thing. It's the truth because all the governments, well, in our area, we are victims of them.
Victim of the government.
Yes, all the people there, not just me, but I am talking about many things in little poem.
So you've mentioned about the obstacles and the problems that you face as a foreign writer in this country, and you have mentioned that the linguistic barrier is still strong and the translation movements are really poor,
yes,
especially in Arabic language. And what you need that to strengthen these aspects or this side, and then you will have a qualified to be engaged into the Finnish society more.
Yes, do you know, Ahmed, that translation not just language you learn. Translation just very important thing and a special thing to study. To me, this translators here are many translators, but I am sure they can't translate a good translation for any poems because they are not specialists.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to read something?
Yes, I read The Innocent.
Did you read it?
But not all. I talk about the symbols of the poem, but I will read it in English only.
You're going to read it in English now?
Yes.
So now it will be more faster and understandable for the audience. Do you think so?
Okay.
So let's go on.
Okay, thank you. I was born in Basra. I was baptized in Baghdad. On the wall of Damascus, I was crucified. I was revived to be a false witness at my death that I disbelieved the religion of authority.
So which authority do you mean?
All authorities. Maybe Iraqi authority?
Iraqi authority. Are you satisfied of what's going on now in Iraq?
No, of course,
religion and...
No. Do you know, I need to illustrate very important things, Ahmed. After invasion of America to Iraq, America destroyed our country. I am talking frankly. America destroyed...
But it ousted, in a way, the dictatorship.
Yes, and there came more
the circle
than...
Of
yes,
writers and freedom of speech.
Of course. No, now everything is forbidden in Iraq. Everything forbidden. The situation came... worse than the Saddam Hussein era. Really, is that the truth? Yes, Saddam Hussein, a dictator. But what about these people came 2003.
Do you mean the religious regime?
Religious parties, mm-hmm. ignorant. They came out of the borders of Iraq. They spent their life out of Iraq. Came to theft our sources and go with their families out of Iraq. Really, I am still in opposition. In opposite